B-Pod Studios.
Paulie in the truck.
The audience loves him so much.
Dude, I love you.
It's kind of creepy.
Dude, you got me mesmerized, and I hang on every freaking word you say.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sunday night in Boston, Bruins forward Brad Marchand delivered a slew foot to Canucks defenseman Oliver Ekman-Larsson. As the video shows, Marchand and Ekman-Larsson skate toward the boards with speed in pursuit of a loose puck, jockeying for position as they approach the wall. Marchand engages with his upper body, pulling Ekman-Larsson backwards as he simultaneously extends his right leg to use as leverage in taking Ekman-Larsson down. These actions cause Ekman-Larsson to fall dangerously to the ice. This is slew footing. It is important to note that there are many occasions during the course of a game where players use either their legs or their stick and upper body to restrain or impede opponents, or to gain leverage during a puck battle. When these plays rise to the level of being illegal, the vast majority of them can be adequately punished with in-game penalties. What causes this play to rise to the level of supplemental discipline is Marchand's use of both his upper and lower body to take Ekman-Larsson to the ice in a dangerous fashion, and the speed at which the players are traveling toward the boards. To summarize, this is slew footing. Marchand has been suspended 6 times in his 822-game NHL career, including a previous suspension for slew footing. The Department of Player Safety has suspended Brad Marchand for 3 games.
And that's the announcement of Brad Marchand's suspension by the NHL. 3 games he will miss for what they are calling a slew foot. How do you feel about the suspension? Do you think it's fair?
No. I thought it'd been a fine. I mean, is it a dirty play? Is it egregious? Is this the type of thing you want to take out of the game? I mean, these are the type of actions that you make when, yeah, this is a bad play by a guy that's got a record. I mean, Marchand's got a strong lower body. He always plays his game.
Described everything that's why he got suspended.
Yeah.
You just laid it out perfectly. He gets no benefit of the doubt anymore.
Are we past those days with him, though?
No.
Really?
No. Nope.
That's the worst part of this whole thing.
It's a borderline play, and he's got a history, so he gets popped for 3 games.
Yeah, but there's guys in this league that are known for just being dirtbags. And
yeah, Marchand has become one of them. He's already served 6 suspensions.
I understand
that. Did you hear that?
But then he's developed into a scorer, and we've complimented him for that numerous times for years. That, oh, the guy's changed. He's become more of a veteran. He's matured.
Yeah, that's what the Bruins will tell you.
He's put up
points.
Because
they won't stop that PR campaign.
Wow.
Oh, remember the one? Oh, he's a dad now. That was a good one.
We have breaking Bruins news.
Uh-oh.
We do.
They get rid of DeBrusk. Sports news. Powered by
Valvoline Instant Oil. No, he's got to play.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Yeah, DeBrusk is on the ice for the morning skate.
He's got to play.
Traded.
Marchand's suspension. Now you got to play DeBrusk.
What's the deal?
Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy placed in COVID-19 protocol.
So they're going to lose their coach. They're going to lose Brad Marchand.
It's like we lost Beetle. Same thing.
So Marchand suspended 3 games for the slew foot. DeBrusk wants out. Cassidy in COVID-19 protocol. George is dead. Steinbrenner's here. Call me back.
Finally got some.
I bet Cassidy makes it back before I do. Can I place money? Put a couple bucks.
Yeah, because you've grown since the beginning of all this, and you've understood, like, okay, you're vaccinated, and like he's going to post a couple negative tests and get back in there.
Yeah. Yeah, like tomorrow.
Like, no, that's normalcy. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, now you're finally getting Bruins news breaking it so bad.
Well, here's the deal. Do I think that hit was that bad? No.
No, that's my point. I thought he should have been fine.
No. And
3 games?
I think if any other player does that, I'm trying to think if there's any other player who would face as much scrutiny as Marchand would. Nope. If any other Bruins player did it.
Let's go out to Capitals. Oh, you mean Bruins-wise? No.
Yeah, we're not talking about it.
Yeah.
It's because he has been a habitual offender.
What a sleuth footer.
Recidivist.
He's been a habitual line stepper.
Repeat offender.
That's what he is.
Stop.
And that's why the league looks at him. So Brad Marchand has to play an especially clean game based on his history in the league. That's just fact. Or else this will continue to happen. I'm not surprised.
You know,
as soon as I heard there was going to be a hearing, I said, oh, he's hosed. He's going to get suspended. There's no way Brad Marchand's going to have a hearing and not get suspended now.
God dang it. Like, what was his last hearing? It's a couple of years, right?
Well, I don't know if he had one last year. This is the weird part to me, because I'm a Marchand guy.
Yeah,
you know,
so am I.
I was talking with people about this last week who are, you know, Blackhawks fans and, you know, buddies of mine and stuff, and they hate him. I said, you'd love him on your team, though. And they're all like, oh, yeah. You know, he is, you know, maybe the best example of that type of player right now that we have in this town. A guy that everyone else hates.
High-end agitator.
Anyone else would take him in a second. They would love him on his team. So I get both sides of it. What I don't get are the people who, like me, consider myself be a big Marchand supporter and a guy who's firmly in his corner, who look at that tape and say, you obviously don't know anything about hockey that's not slew footing. Like, well, I see why it's not a traditional, you're standing there, you get the leg behind him, you horse collar him and take him back, you know, like the one he did in the scrum a few years ago. You know, that is the more prototypical textbook slew footing. But I don't know how you look at that tape and say, idiot, that's not a slew foot. Because I kind of think it is. I'll listen to arguments, and I'm
going
to
be honest with you. But I disagree with how dangerous the league makes that out to sound in that video.
Is that a slew foot if Bergeron's doing it?
Nope. I just said that. Nope. What about
Tom Wilson?
But this is
how many does he get?
Tom Wilson,
five?
Yes,
he gets five games.
There are different rules for different players.
Yes, yep. And there's different ways of looking at it. I'm not saying that Marchand is somehow being unfairly targeted by this, but a guy of his size to make a play on the puck and to try and put a body on a guy like that, he's got to do things a little bit differently. Like, Chara is never going to get called for a slew foot, or if he has, I'm sure there are few and far between, just because
he doesn't need to.
And Marchand's lower to the ground. I mean, there's a bigger percentage of his body that is lower to the guys that he's going up against. I'm not making excuses for him, but if you're going to play the game at a high level, you're going to have to do some workarounds when you're his size. And
while it may
be a benefit to him for scoring when it comes to body on body plays and when you're muscling someone for the puck, I think he's kind of going to be put in a position where he's going to get called for that stuff, because he's just by virtue of his size, he's going to be in a position where plays like that are going to happen, whether he intends to do them or not. I think this is a tiny bit intentional. I think it's a borderline play, but I get why he gets the 3-game pop. He doesn't get the benefit of the doubt anymore, and I don't see that play and say, that's not slew footing, because I kind of think it is.
Have you seen it at full speed?
Yes.
At full speed, it looks like not much of a hit at all.
Yeah.
Anything else, you slow down, you're going to find everything.
The game is so friggin' fast, though. The only way I could see most goals is when they slow them down. I can't follow the puck. Everything happens so fast.
Hey, thank God I didn't take the guy's head and run it into the boards. Man, how many would we get then?
Well,
2 weeks.
But then there's no discussion about it. I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah, right.
This one, I
understand what you're saying, though, but
a tiny bit gray.
Beatles said, you know, hey, the second this was going to to a hearing, you're like, oh, he's poor.
I'm like, oh, there goes that. Yeah. There goes the suspension. And now their head coach is in protocol. And on top of that, Jake DeBrusk now wants a trade. Do you know how much of an embarrassment this is for the Boston Bruins?
Yeah,
the Jake DeBrusk situation to get to a point where he is publicly declaring his desire to be traded.
Yeah, it takes you back to the draft. Really does. I mean, you're missing all three picks.
I mean, follow that up with the fact that they had how many millions of dollars up on the ninth floor the other night, T-Bone?
Ooh.
I think it was six.
Oh. $6 million in salary Howling sitting on the ninth floor the other night. Great. Great. At some point, there's going to be greater calls for what the hell has gone on in the Bruins front office over the last, let's say, 5 years. The Don Sweeney era. What exactly has gone well during that time? They should have gotten rid of DeBrusk 2 years ago. This show told you that. That's all. Should have moved on a long time ago.
That would he get he's, for him, like a bucket asked, of pucks?
He's asking out, and we've had three chances to get rid of him.
So he asks
we've
out.
We've been asking out for 2 years.
So he asks out. If it's going to be a player for player, you're not going to get a really
you're not
good
get
player in return.
Back now.
You're going to get a below average player. You're going to why even do it at that point?
Why do what?
Because he doesn't want to be here.
Just clear cap space then.
He's 3 point something against the cap.
Yeah.
What are you going to buy him out?
No.
You try and move him then.
Yeah.
You're not going to get anything in return, but at least you know you can try and move him.
What about get a pick in return?
Maybe. It's not going
to
be a good one.
That's what I'm saying.
Not when the player is publicly asking to be moved. I mean, to let it devolve into where it is now is a bad, bad look for the Bruins that they've arrived at this point and that they did not take advantage of any other previous inquiries on his status and availability. Mm. You know, as we've said many times, T-Bone, we would have moved on a number of years ago. But even like a year ago, there were still probably those teams out there that said, oh, this guy needs a change of scenery. You know, and obviously now that's pretty apparent. But there had to have been a team that was willing to offer something in return. And the Bruins hung on, and now they're going to pay for that. They're going to get anything of value in return for him. So that's a bad, bad look for the Bruins. Bad week for the Bruins. Marchand suspended for 3 games. Cassidy in protocol. And now this, DeBrusk asking out. 617-779-0985. Add that into the mix. We will do our best to get to the calls next. Do you have the call screener up, Zoe?
I do, and we have them.
Yes. Mine doesn't work.
I got it.
We'll try and do that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me. I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where is everybody? Where did everybody go? No Hardy, no Zoe in the studio. Can't take the calls, so I guess it's just me. Ryan Rashog of TSN, who reported on the DeBrusk news, also had a tweet this morning about 10 minutes ago. Early returns on Jake DeBrusk being available have been substantially tweeted. As many as 8 teams have already reached out and inquired about the player, and more are expected today. Of course 8 teams have called. You know why they're calling? Because they think it's a giveaway. That's why. They're prize pigs. Caller number 10 is what they are. Trying to get through to the Bruins to win the gift card. That's what they're trying to do.
Then they say, what did I win?
Yeah, give me a break. That doesn't mean that they're offering up anything substantial. The early returns are just the phone calls, the teams reaching out.
Yeah, what do you guys think?
Right? I agree with him. Totally agree with him.
On what?
On the getting a gift card in exchange for DeBrusk. Like, what else are you going to get? Pair of socks?
No. DeBrusk is the gift card.
Yeah, but I want something back for him. You drafted him. You hung on to him.
No. Prize pigs, they get it for free. They just call up.
What would 8 teams want to do with him, though?
Well, here's my question. Do you know, like, how we give cool things away here? Like, if we really give DeBrusk away, are we going to have less calls from the prize picks? I think we would. Half the calls? What do you think, Hardy?
Zoe and I were a little late returning to the studio.
Yeah, sorry, what are you guys doing?
I use the downstairs bathroom.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How does that affect Hardy?
I don't know what he was doing. I used that time for personal reasons.
I was shooting baskets in the studio with Tyler. Tyler mostly. It was about 10 minutes ago. And
important question.
And then I had to pop down the hall for something else.
Is Brandon DeBoston on the line or not?
He's back.
Wow.
He's back.
That's now
right
that,
to it.
Let's
Brandon
do it.
Boston, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call. So I've been hearing that this Patriots team deserves full credit for this win. Do you agree?
Well, I've been hearing people calling for your call. That's what I've
been
hearing.
Well, I don't know. Do they, Brandon? What kind of credit are you giving them? Because you told us a week ago that when they start facing the real coaches like Mike Vrabel, then you were going to see that the Patriots
were won 6 in a row and beat the number one seed at home. They give no You give them no credit?
No credit?
Let me tell you.
Come on, you're one of our better callers. You're better than that, Brandon.
Let's hear it, Brandon.
Okay, listen, coaching played a big role. I mean, halftime was very close. But let me tell you something. The Titans had 22 players out versus the Pats, 16, okay? And these are quality players. You had no Bud Dupree. Chris Jackson was out. David Long.
I know who was out. I called the game.
Yeah, no, they were very injured.
No,
very beat up
right.
team.
The three best players on offense were out, Brandon. I'll give it to you. Keep going.
The offense, exactly. That's what I'm getting to. The offense. Tannehill had nothing to work with. The offense runs through Derrick Henry, okay? This opens up the play action.
We know that.
He was playing. He was throwing to miscellaneous people. Mm-hmm. I mean, handing the ball off to running backs that you never heard of. But the coaching did play a big role. I give Vrabel right. that because halftime he had his team close.
Yeah.
But when you don't have your star players, coaching can only matter so much. That's like the Celtics playing Milwaukee, right? And there's no Giannis, there's no Holiday, Middleton, and Lopez, or Portis.
But they still ran the ball for 270 yards, Brandon.
Brandon, they carried four tight ends, two fullbacks, and ran it down your throat. And I said it yesterday, if you heard the show, I said, I'd be worried if you play them again in the playoffs at full strength.
No, so Brandon, let's just get to the meat and potatoes here. If they win Monday night in Buffalo, are you prepared to say that then they are now a team deserving of credit?
Seven in a row, Beetle. Seven in a row.
I'll tell you this, because, listen, who have they really played? This started with the Jets, right?
Yep.
They played
Chargers.
Nothing but rookie coaches in their first and second year and banged up teams. Now, if they play the Bills and they beat the Bills, I know that the corner's out, but that's a fully loaded team. You beat them twice. You beat the Colts, and Miami's starting to wake up now. You have to beat them as well. If you beat these teams, then talk to me.
you would run 10 games off in a row.
They've got to win out and be the number one seed, and then Brandon will give them some credit.
Oh, my God, Brandon.
I'll give them some credit. You played nothing but coaches in their first and second year and banged up.
And why can't other teams do it?
Well, that's my point. You're not playing a coach first or second year. You're not playing a scrub of a quarterback this weekend. You got a team that has one significant injury, and they're playing at home on Monday Night Football. That's the Bills. So if the Patriots beat the Bills, that's not yet impressive to you?
It will be impressive because now you're going against a team that's fully loaded. Although that they have their corner out, I think someone else can step up. But listen, you beat the Bills twice. You beat the Colts. You beat Miami. Freak, I just throw Jackson in there. I'm not even worried about Jackson. I know that's a win.
That's
but
a win.
You beat those teams, I'll be a believer. But right now, I'm not.
Okay, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you in February.
You're not a believer. What's that?
Talk to you in February.
They got to win out.
Beat the Bills twice, beat the Colts, beat Miami, and then the Jags. He doesn't even want to talk about that because he knows that's a win.
The only other team that has ripped off four in a row is the Chiefs. Like, you've won six in a row, Chiefs have won four in a row. That's the only other team close to doing what you're doing right now.
And I'm not going to pretend that Tre'Davious White being out is a small loss for Buffalo. It's obviously a big
game. Miami's won four in a row, too. I think Miami's won four in a row.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad we were able to talk to him.
I'm glad he called in.
I am too. That's good. Tim is in Taunton today on the Bruins. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey. Good.
I haven't talked to you in a while. My street bike got stolen, by the way.
What?
Remember my crotch rocket, though?
His crotch rocket.
Oh, your crotch rocket. That's right.
They stole it on my dead father's birthday. It's crazy.
Wow. Well, did they know it was your dead father's birthday? I don't know that the thieves would have known that. I mean, is that
no, I don't think they knew. But it was 2 days after mine. But anyways, hey, you remember, I'm not, you know, big follower on hockey, but remember last year when the owner was, you know, trying to divvy up the ownership to the kids? I wonder if John Henry, do you guys think that maybe he was trying to buy the Bruins or in talks with them to get the Bruins at that time?
Hmm. Well, there was a story that was planted last week, clearly by Fenway Sports Group, Who was it that reported that, T-Bone?
Axios.
Axios, yes.
That body spray?
That's Axe.
I like that.
This is Axios.
Axios had a story
fresh.
That the Fenway Sports Group really would have preferred to have bought the Bruins, but that they weren't available because the Jacobs family is not going to sell the Boston Bruins.
But they were in negotiations.
They own all the surrounding real estate. That is not what it said. That's not what the story said.
I thought it said they were in negotiations.
Go read the story. It did not say that. There were no negotiations.
They didn't kick the tires or call them? Or...
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. That is not what it said. Not what it says at all. The story, the headline on Axios was scoop. Red Sox owner wants to buy an NBA team is what it says. Mm-hmm. That was what the story was about. And I can tell you what it says about the Bruins, because it did not say there were any negotiations. It said FSG would have been interested in buying the Bruins were the club to have been available. That's what it said. That does not at all indicate that they even really called the Bruins or that there were any negotiations of any sort. No, the Bruins are not available. And that's such an easy, the way that is worded is so easy to float that out there to try and.
It's like saying Robert Kraft bought the Yankees, but he's interested in buying the Red Sox, but they weren't available.
Thank you. Now, that's an extreme, analogy, but I like what you did there.
But that's like, you want to turn off a fan base, that's how you turn off a fan base, right?
We wanted to buy the Bruins, but we're going to go buy the Penguins, who was a pretty good rival with you.
John Henry tried to buy the Canadians, but John Henry bought the Canadians, but he would have been interested in buying the Bruins had they been available.
That's the only one I think it would stick more. Yes.
Like, come on. Yeah, give me a break. They did not try to buy the Bruins. The Bruins are not for sale. There were rumors years ago, so I'm talking 10, 15 years ago, that maybe the Patriots had reached out to the Bruins to gauge their interest in selling their team. That goes back a long time. Maybe just checked in, said, hey, if you're ever thinking of selling, give us a call. So where were we? Why are we back to this now? No, I don't think that was the case. Yeah. I don't think that had anything to do with the Red Sox or anything like that. So, no. Greeny is in Milford. Hi, Greeny.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Got a quick question. Did any of you guys watch the game last night, Monday night?
Yeah, I did.
Checked in on it.
What the hell was Ron Rivera thinking left with 2:16, throwing in, I think the ball was in the 4 to 5 yard line. It was fourth down. Why didn't he kick the field goal?
I mean,
you kick the field goal.
They're not a good team.
To win.
I know they're 5-6, and people are saying, well, right now they're the seventh team that gets in as a wild. Yeah, technically. But do you really think the Washington football team is going to be there at the end? I don't.
Well, I mean, they're kind of in the hunt with that division because nobody solidified how really good they are. I mean, Dallas is
having throw the ball. Seattle didn't throw the ball to Metcalf until 3 minutes were left in the third quarter. That's like an attempt. Yeah, they didn't even get him involved in a game plan against that defense.
But I get,
Chase Young's out.
I just didn't understand. Why didn't he kick the field goal and go out in two scores? So then you got 2:16 left. They got no timeouts. Even if they get a score.
Oh, the kicker got hurt.
Kick.
The kicker was hurt.
What?
The kicker got hurt on the blocked PAT. He pulled his hamstring when he was running down the field.
There you go, Green.
The blocked PAT that got returned for the conversion, which made it 9-9, he got hit with a sniper in the back of the left leg when he's trying to run him down. It was all over TV.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He lost me when he tried to make the case that Washington is actually in it in their division.
Because Ron Rivera will have you believe in it. It's Ron's job to do that.
I don't buy that at all.
Yeah,
Cowboys are going to win that division.
But they think they could get in as a wild card.
Yeah, that's a fair thing to say, but they're not in it in their
division. They're sub 500 right now. Yeah.
Exactly. Let's get back to your calls. We can continue with this.
You beat a 3-7 Seattle team, okay?
Yippee.
Yeah.
Yippee. Hardy has our headlines right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zoe and Beetle, working to keep you up to date at work.
Rose. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if you smelled it.
You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's telephone number. Let's go back to some of your calls. Thanks for hanging on. Appreciate you. Dave is in New York on the Bruins. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, how you guys doing? The Bruins are absolutely screwed. They have a general manager who is worried about his job, so he's going out and getting guys like, you know, 9 to 10 goal a year guys, average guys like Holland, Nachik, and Forbert. And that creates a wall. So guys like Lauko and Froden and Studnicka are sitting down in the minors. And no, they're not dead NHL ready, but they're quick and they're fast. And they're, if I'm going to be average, I'd like a little excitement while I'm average. And one other thing, take a look at how the Rangers are doing. The guy who built that is now the general manager of the Canadiens. Ain't we looking great?
He ripped ass.
I don't know what that was.
It was him imitating that. So that's what he was doing. Andrew in the truck, I'm sure, has similar thoughts on the front office. Hi, Andrew.
Yo, yo, yo. Huge fan of the show, first and foremost.
Thank you.
Is this the coffin nail in the Don Sweeney extravaganza, honestly? I mean, if you look at the biggest deficit the Bruins have, it's obviously on the blue line. And you've got Jeremy Lauzon over in Seattle, and we've got that bag of pucks on the ninth floor in DeBrusk. I just don't understand the philosophy behind this management team.
Did he do that, or we played that?
I think that was T-Bone.
Oh.
That was me.
That's a good job. Andrew and Waltham on the Jake DeBrusk situation. Andrew.
Yeah, I agree. Just to piggyback off what everyone's saying here, I think it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that, you know, you have a player on a team that has all-stars throughout the lineup on offense and defense that wants to leave, right? So that's embarrassing in itself, and that we missed that. But also the fact that we protected him in the expansion draft, and not even halfway through the season, the guy wants to leave. It's embarrassing. It's a giant miss from Bruce, from Don, from Cam, from everybody. And it's sad. It's sad to see.
Bruins fans are pissed about this.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. They should be. It's a disaster. Could have dumped this guy last year, the year before.
Yeah, you were the first to say it.
Could have moved him. Could have left him
many months
exposed.
Ago.
Could have done any of those things. They didn't.
It's true. You protected him, Michael.
Yeah.
You extended him.
Yeah.
Extended him. Gave him a contract extension. What? Start of last year?
I think it was during the pandemic.
Is he the new Nikhil Harry of the Bruins?
It was like start of last season, but last season's start was delayed, obviously. So it was right. I think it was right around this time a year ago.
Nikhil's a first round pick. He requested a trade.
Yeah. I wish I could somehow show this to everybody. I don't know what the proper credit would need to be to put this video on the simulcast. But so there is a Clydesdale horse running full speed down 140 South in Taunton. I retweeted it.
What?
So one of the,
you've got to see this video.
This is awesome.
It's happening right now.
Shut up. They got it on TV?
11 minutes ago. 11 minutes ago, the video got posted.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that if there's a horse on the loose in Taunton, isn't it? It's a great video.
It's calling to find a beer truck.
We need Steve to call in.
Oh, I saw him the other day. He said, I joined a show.
That was what I was going to say. I think if there's a horse on the loose, we need Steve and Tom to be out there.
Size of that sucker.
As our eyes and ears on the situation.
What would you piss you off more, that or the moose? Like, we've had the discussions of, like, I want to knock the moose out. So, I can knock a moose out.
So, in Quincy.
I'd be scared of the horse.
There's a holiday parade every year, which just happened this past weekend. Yeah. And still to this day, my favorite thing as a kid, it still is now, Hallamore Crane has Clydesdales, and they bring them and put them in the parade. They put like 8 of them in the parade.
Well, they scream Christmas. Yeah.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
Just absolutely stunning.
Powerful.
Animals. Huge. And there's now one running down the highway.
What is it about the Clydesdales and Christmas, Zoe?
It's the Budweiser commercial. King of Beers, and they're on the sleigh ride going through the snow.
Okay.
And it goes to Grandma's house. Yep. And you got the White House out there in the snowstorm. It's pulling the wagon of beer.
Yep.
Think Christmas. And it got wreaths on it. See the lights of the trees lit up inside the house.
Maybe put some jingle bells on the horses.
You got it, pal.
Yep. Yeah.
Decorate the guy in the front with the coat. Yep. He's got the scarf around him. And
I'd go on a sleigh ride with a Clydesdale.
Me and you, Beetle. Road trip.
You ever rope a horse? Could you take a lasso and
no.
rope that sucker?
I've ridden horses in riding arenas.
I know you have.
Died.
That's why I asked you.
I know. She set me up for that.
Like, who's going to contain this Clydesdale that's running down the road, though?
One of those guys in Yellowstone could. They probably got a rope in the truck.
I'd call Kevin Costner.
That's something I wish I could. You know, that's what a man would be able to do. A man would be able to do something with that horse. We are not men.
Yes. No.
She's saying a woman couldn't.
I can't tame a Clydesdale.
I'm saying
no way.
No, a woman could, of course.
Oh, that's me being a feminist. See, you offended me there.
I kind of want to go to one of them dude ranches now, just in case this ever pops up in my life and start carrying a rope.
Maz did it,
you know, in the car.
Maz did the dude ranch.
Update.
Uh oh,
they got the horse.
Of course, they got the horse,
and he does not look as big now that he's next to people.
Impossible. Well, this horse is bigger than a freaking car.
Can you retweet that as well?
Yes, still image. Taunton police, state police, there with the horse.
So badass how they caught it. They probably just gave it a carrot.
How did they catch it?
Hill there?
They probably put peppermint candy in their hand. The horse came over. Do you ever feed a horse peppermint candy? And the teeth? And
yes.
It's it's awesome. Take your kids and feed a horse. If you give a pig a pancake.
This holiday season.
I'd say take your kids and feed a horse.
If you give a moose a muffin, I know.
Yeah.
Take a mouse to the movies. I got it. Where's the retweet, Beetle?
I just did.
This is unbelievable.
I just tweeted it.
Oh, my God. It's a midget horse. It's one of those miniature horses.
Not a midget horse.
Miniature horse.
It's not a midget. It's not a miniature horse.
Why is it so small?
It looks. It's a
baby.
It's like a baby.
It's a baby. It's a baby Clydesdale.
It's a baby.
Jesus, it looks huge on the road.
See that guy? See that guy with the gray hair right up in front of the horse?
Yeah. He's a man.
He's a man because he's talking to that horse. He's got his hands by the. What do you call
easy
it? The
horse
whisperer. The snout.
Yes.
You call it up on the
where they get the hot steam coming off the nose nostrils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's talking to that horse.
He's probably trying to put that bit right in its mouth. And it's hard to put a bit in a horse's mouth. You ever try putting one of those bridles on?
No.
Sorry, what?
Yes.
A bridle. That's what you put. That's what they call the bridle on the horse's head.
No, I've never done any of this.
That guy don't need no bridle.
Because you got to get the bit in first.
Didn't you ride horses?
We were going to buy a horse one. We're going to rent a horse, like lease a horse. I did ride horses. I actually went to the Dover Saddlery and bought we did this thing.
You bought a saddle.
I bought a Western saddle because I want to hold that knob. I don't ride English. I could ride Western. Like Brady was
like
riding
Costner.
Down in...
You're going to ride Western like
down
Costner.
Down in Brazil. Look at you,
you
my
ride
big...
with a big knob?
Your big TB12 master, you.
Next time you watch Yellowstone, Artie, can you check and see if he's got a knob?
That horse is addictive. I mean, that show's addictive, Yellowstone.
It is, but ironically, I don't like a lot of the rodeo and cowboys stuff. Like, if I see one more scene on Yellowstone of these guys riding their horses and getting it to skid to a stop, and I'm supposed to get all, like, worked up and in a lather over that, oh, look how he made that horse skid to a stop in a corral. Like, I care. More shooting, more story, less rodeo porn. I don't need any of that
But you got to sprinkle the rodeo stuff in. Like, what's that movie with
For
Bud
what?
And Sissy? What's
a movie? Who does that appeal to?
What's the old movie with Bud and Sissy?
Urban Cowboy.
Urban Cowboy. Great movie.
Yes.
And a lot of horse riding.
And you'll remember in that movie there is not one scene of somebody getting a horse to skid to a stop or of you need a barrel racer. No, I don't. I don't need any subplot of a barrel racing girls living in the bunkhouse. I don't need any of that.
What's the story of country western singer? He stars in it.
Rhinestone Cowboy.
Not Rhinestone Cowboy. Dusty Rhodes. Where the sidewalk ends and the road begins.
I don't know.
It's George Strait. George Strait stars in it, and he goes after the lady, the girl.
Midnight Cowboy.
Not Midnight Cowboy. And they're sitting there, and the old man's got a mustache, and they're sitting eating.
Cowboys and aliens.
They killed the chicken outside, and they ate the chicken that was on the farm. Like, that's rodeo
babe
horse movies. No. It's one of our favorite movies. Damn it. I can't think of it. George Strait. Dusty Rhodes. Come on, people.
It wasn't Cowboys and Aliens?
No.
Oh, How the West Was Won.
No. Nope.
Will Smith?
No. That was a bad one.
Wild Wild West, I
no,
thought
No, terrible
one was.
Movie.
Wild Wild West. Tombstone? Yeah. Desperado?
Stop it.
Silverado?
I'm not doing this.
Unforgiven?
Why not?
I can't come up with the name of the movie.
Can't figure it out yet?
Yep.
All right.
What's the other one? Luke Perry
Brokeback
was in.
Mountain.
Was
Brokeback Mountain.
No, no.
90210?
Luke Perry was in the 8 Second movie. The guy that...
8 Millimeter. That's Nicolas Cage.
No, 8 Seconds. The rodeo movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one, too.
All right.
Okay.
What are you laughing at, T-Bone?
Nothing.
Okay.
I'd like to move on.
True Grit. Was it True Grit?
No.
City Slickers.
City Slickers, T-Bone. Great movie.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No,
T-Bone. I know what it was. City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold.
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Ba-dum-bump. Nailed it.
All right, we're going to take a break.
All right, what do you want to talk about next?
I want to talk about college football.
I want to talk about this horse some more.
I want to talk about Brian Kelly. I want to talk about Brian Kelly and Lincoln Riley.
All right, we can do that. We're still taking your Bruins calls, still talking about the Patriots. We got a lot of things going on. We will get to the Red Sox at some point today. They haven't done much of anything. That's all in the way, so don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Take your calls on anything.
Call us here for sports.
Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zilak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where the sidewalk ends and the road begins.
Yeah.
We said goodbye on a cold, dark night.
Pure country.
That was the movie you were thinking of?
Yes.
I saw the beginning of that. He like wakes up, he's a singer, and he's like then he's on a ranch.
Then
and
he goes off on his own, like leaves. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. Falls in love with this girl that's a rodeo star. Ends up befriending the family, works on the ranch with the old man.
But he's got to get up too early, and he gets his hand slapped at the breakfast table or something.
I love George Strait. It's
not a great movie.
Yeah, I'm a George Strait fan, though.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Freddie wants to talk to you about that. Might as well do it. Get it out of the way. Go ahead, Freddie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Good. Just getting better from COVID, so.
Oh, sorry about that.
Starting to feel better. No, it's all right. Starting to feel better, you know. I'll go.
When does your work let you back in the building?
Well, I'm a business owner. I own my own construction company, so whenever I feel better. But,
all right.
That rule. A few days to go here. Today's my last day as far as the, whole quarantine thing goes,
All right, good luck.
Yeah, thank you. No, I was calling because, the name of the movie is Pure Country, so that's how it's going.
Did you like it?
To give you that. I love that movie. I'm a George Strait fan.
Me too.
Grew up with George Strait, grew up around horses and stuff like that. Mm. Have you seen Yellowstone, the TV show?
Oh, my God, I'm, like, addicted to it now.
Hey, what do you know about Clydesdales, Freddie? You got anything on that? You grew up around horses.
Yeah.
We didn't have a lot of Clydesdales at the ranch. It was mostly just regular, regular stallions, regular horses, stuff like that.
You ever attack a horse?
They're beautiful.
You ever attack a horse? Like, I'm so mesmerized. I get on these TikTok videos of watching them tack horses and
what do you mean tack?
Change,
what does that mean?
When you take the horseshoe
shoes off
and you dig out all the stuff and you shave down
okay
Yeah, no. You got to shave
the hoof, the foot,
it's
the
like
paw.
Basically cutting a human's, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you shave the hoof down, right?
Yeah.
Freddie, thanks for the call. You ever seen it with a, when they, it's like, I know what you're talking about, these videos where they will go to a.
Put it on a stand. They like pick the leg of the horse up. You got to straddle it. And they dig it out. They dig out all the crap in between the hoof.
Yeah.
And then, but they have to shave the hoof down.
Yeah.
And then they re-tack the horseshoe on. They nail it on.
Sure.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's work. That's a man's work.
When you were getting ready to rent or lease your horse, is that like like a Coleman Rent-A-Center?
What type
of place do you rent a horse from?
I would equate it to the Freedom Boat Club. This is the great thing about the Freedom Boat Club. Like, you don't have to take care of the boat. You don't have to wash the boat down. You don't have to gas the boat. You show up on the dock. You get on the boat. You leave and you come back. You put the boat back on the dock and you don't see it till next
time. Well, isn't that a lot of places do that? Riding stables where you can just show up and ride a horse.
But
no, it's a typical 3-year, 36,000 mile type of horse thing.
You got to come in and some days you got to brush the horse or you got to help hose the horse down. Then you got to clean the stall. Nobody wants to muck horse poo, you know?
So what's the rental horse then?
You could rent a stall with a horse. You don't own the horse.
Can you rent it?
You can show up and ride it in rings.
Sign the lease.
Do you have
riding rings?
But you don't have to maintain the horse at all?
No, they have people there that maintain
it. Is it bumper to bumper? Is it like
snout
to tail?
You pay for it. It's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said owning a horse is cheaper. Yeah, I wonder why, because you don't take care of it.
Yeah, horses are sneaky, not all that expensive. Yeah, like you would take a horse.
It's the care.
Yeah.
That's every day, man. Like, doesn't matter what the weather is. It's 26 this morning. You're out
there.
You
mean in terms of the cost of acquiring the horse, Hardy?
You can buy a horse. I mean, from what I've learned from Yellowstone and a friend of mine who I was just with last week.
Nice horse for a couple grand.
They have a horse. That's what he said. He said it's like, yeah, they told me the horse was worth like $3,000, but we paid like $1,800 for it. I'm like, oh.
You're not getting thoroughbreds. These are horses that you just ride and use around your property.
Right. Yeah. And like some of them Yellowstone horses, they say they're like $500.
Some of them, man.
Yeah, it's got to be different, though, Yellowstone, in terms of you're in, yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Like, real estate out there is going to be cheap versus here, it's going to be expensive.
What if you're driving down 140 in Taunton?
Horses.
But what if you're driving down 140 in Taunton and you say, hey, look, there's a baby Clydesdale running next to us.
Yeah.
People don't even take care of it. Maybe we can buy that thing for $300.
Or maybe you get it and then you can sell it. Like, would you be able to put that thing on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace?
Assume so.
Sell it?
Sell anything. Beetle goes down those Facebook marketplaces.
Oh, he's
farm holes.
Big Facebook marketer.
Where'd you find good used weight equipment on those? Barbells? What? Like, people just want to dump their barbells. Like, we don't want to work out anymore.
Oh, some of the listings are the worst things ever.
Oh, my God.
It's hilarious. Yeah. It's comedic what ends up on there.
I almost bought a quad on there.
Oh, you.
Brody wanted a quad. A couple of years ago.
You almost bought him one?
Yeah, but they have mini ones, Beetle, for your kids. Like, they're not souped up.
Oh, please. That's a death trap right there.
Nah.
I don't need that blood on my hands.
Mr. Trampoline over there.
What do you mean? I don't have a trampoline.
That bouncy house.
Your kids are on a trampoline here.
Not mine.
Oh, okay.
No, thank you. Firmly against those.
I'm with you, Zo. Get him the quad.
Yeah.
Yelled at me 14 times about headlines. He obviously hasn't said it to you guys. He's only saying it to me.
He doesn't say anything to us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.